or resilience, they come back in right away. And for me, I felt like those skills were coming right back so that I could survive. And my skills were to survive.
There you have it. AOC on with the CNN. And again, I haven't even looked at the overnight ratings. They should be out sometime soon. And we'll find out how that show did. I honestly believe that if you were going to start a series, that would be the person that I'd start it with, AOC. She is a force to be reckoned with. And I'm going to tell you something. Remember, you heard it first here. We're going to have to find someone or something, some way to combat AOC. She's going to be running for president somewhere down the road. I can just about promise you. Stick around. More to do. Coming up, Aaron Phillips from Power to Parent. It's now Power to Parent Union, because there's more of us as parents than there are the teachers union. Trust me. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy, known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Biden supports New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's decision to resign amid sexual harassment allegations. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president called for Cuomo to step down last week, and he welcomed the governor's announcement.
I respect the governor's decision.
Mr. Biden was asked about the resignation's impact on the Democratic Party.
I think the impact is all on Andrew Cuomo.
The president commended Cuomo for his work as governor outside of his personal behavior. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Meanwhile, the publisher of Governor Cuomo's book on his handling of the coronavirus, American Crisis Leadership Lessons from the COVID-19 Pandemic, had announced earlier this year that it had halted promotion as Cuomo faced the allegations of his treatment of women and that aides manipulated nursing home data. On Tuesday, Crown reaffirmed its decision and said that it would no longer print hardcovers of the book, which came out last fall, or issue a paperback edition. The Senate passes a $1 trillion infrastructure bill.
The Senate finally passed a bipartisan $1 trillion infrastructure plan Tuesday, the first phase of President Joe Biden's Build Back Better objectives.
It makes key investments that will, one, create millions of good union jobs all across the country.
19 Republicans joined Democrats in voting for the package. The Senate now focuses on a bigger $3.5 trillion package that's expected to draw only Democratic support. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
Now we're moving on to something completely different. I dare say radical.
The bipartisan bill is on to the House, where quick action is not expected. Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants to consider both infrastructure bills together. Mike Gracia, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 162 points, the NASDAQ dropped 72, the S&P up by 4, crude oil up to $68.29 a barrel. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I
had a lot of credit card debt and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
We all know the far left is waging a relentless assault on our core American values, pushing higher taxes, bigger government, dangerous sanctuary city policies, and extremist ideas like critical race theories in our schools. You're probably asking yourself, what can I do? Well, former Attorney General Adam Laxalt and his friends at Morning in Nevada PAC are hosting the 6th annual Bask Fry on Saturday, August 14th. And while the event is sold out, the good news is that you have the opportunity to watch it live, online, for free. The speaker lineup is top-notch, featuring some of our country's leading conservative champions, like Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Senator Tom Cotton, American Conservative Union Chairman Matt Schlapp, and more. The Bask Fry is Nevada's largest annual political event, and there's still a chance for you to live stream all the action, and it's absolutely free. To register, just go to morninginnevadapac.org. That's morninginnevadapac.org. Check it out. Paid for by Morning in Nevada PAC.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ newsflash powered by DeCastroverde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Main Street Station does have a reopening date. Thanks to the growing tourist demand downtown, Boyd Gaming say that the Hotel Casino will open for business on September 8th, almost 18 months after the shutdown due to the COVID-19 outbreak. The property will reopen as a 24/7 hotel casino, but its two restaurants, which include its popular buffet, will operate with limited hours. Fantasy sports giant DraftKings is buying Golden Nugget Online Gaming, a move which will expand the company's footprints into the online casino market. The all-stock deal is valued at more than $1.5 billion. It is expected to close in the first quarter of next year. Golden Nugget Online Gaming stock jumped more than 50% after that deal was announced. After the Las Vegas Raiders played their entire inaugural season at the $2 billion Allegiant Stadium without fans, this Saturday's preseason opener, the first game to allow fans at a game, period, has an average ticket price at Tick Picks at $267 apiece.
KZQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
As we check out our traffic cams right now, we still see that crash is on the right shoulder, Interstate 15 southbound, that's past Russell. Also look for some reduced speeds on the 15 southbound at Oakey, and your bumper-to-bumper on the Beltway, 215 westbound at Tenaya.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he follows through, the exact opposite.
Check it out.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's just, when you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one, time is running out. Number two.
Time is running out.
Number three.
Time is running out.
Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three. Live and local for a Tuesday. Good to have you with us. Tomorrow, major events all across the state. Here in Las Vegas, in Pahrump, in Carson. There will be protests from Power to Parent Union, along with parents up and down the state that are going to be coming together to protest statewide parent choice in making medical decisions for their kids, meaning having to wear masks, having to get vaccinated, that kind of thing. Let's check in with Erin Phillips. She is the president and co-founder of Power to Parent Union and joins us tomorrow. You're going to be organizing in three different locations. Why go statewide? What's the purpose of the protest?
Hey, Kevin. So the purpose of the protest is really just to give parents an opportunity to send a message to the governor and to these elected trustees and all these elected officials that are making decisions on our behalf, that the parents must choose what's right for their kids. It's our job. It's our responsibility. We are the ones who know them best, and we need to be the ones that make medical decisions on behalf of our children, not them.
Let me just ask you, folks on the other side of the argument would say, well, we're letting the science dictate what we do. I had Marilyn Kirkpatrick on earlier in the show and asked her about this. You'll get a chance to hear her answer coming up at 5:35. But essentially, it's that, you know, we're not medical people. We're not scientists. We're going to let the scientists essentially make the call on that. Is that a fair argument?
Yeah, I think it's a fair argument. And I think what we know already is that we actually don't have any real data that shows that masks really help kids at school. We have a study. We're actually sending an email out today, later on today, that just cites the fact that there were, you know, between 15 and 17 years old, there were basically 200 patients that were hospitalized just recently. This is July 31st for COVID, all from the entire United States. There's a study on our email that cites in a study out of North Carolina. It was before vaccines were available, but they found that not a single case of student-teacher transmission happened when there were 90,000 students in school. And so, you know, but we do have studies that show that masks can cause some real harm. We have, you know, bacterial infections, drowsiness, learning impairment, anxiety, you know, fatigue, headaches, etc. So the reality is that what are we actually trying to protect our kids from when they're not at risk for this disease? And this vaccine is, it's, you know, available to anyone who wants it. So if it's teachers and adults that we're trying to protect, they can get the vaccine. And so we're not saying that people shouldn't send their kid to school in a mask if they choose to do that. We're saying that it should be a choice, and that really is the bottom line.
Erin, let me just ask you, three locations, how did you choose the locations? You went to three cities, Las Vegas, Pahrump, and Carson City. Why those three cities?
You know, we had people that reached out to us all over the state. So we really just had people that said, we see that you're doing a protest. We want to protest. We have parents here that are angry as well. And so we just, you know, coordinated with other parents, other members of Power to Parent all over the state of Nevada, because we are, you know, we are all over this state. In fact, we're a national organization. And so, you know, we wanted to give every parent who wanted to be available, you know, to have a place to go and to really speak up. And really, I mean, just parents are so frustrated. They don't know what to do. They feel really powerless. And so we want to help empower parents. That's really the goal of our organization.
Let me ask you, yesterday, first day of school in the Clark County School District, over 300,000 kids going back to school. I talked to Marilyn Kirkpatrick, the chair of the Clark County Commission. She said there were a few hiccups, nothing major. What about from your perspective? I know you hear from parents all across the state. How did the first day of school go?
You know, my kids had a great first day of school, so I can speak as a parent from firsthand perspective. We did have a great first day. We had a great second day. I mean, I think things are going relatively smoothly. I mean, I recognize there's always going to be, you know, issues that come up. I think the biggest problem is parents have this big fear and, you know, question mark of what's going to happen if someone tests positive. You know, they're saying they're going to quarantine classes for 10 to 14 days. So, you know, we don't want to perpetuate the learning loss that we experienced last year and the uncertainty, and really that's fed into this anxiety that, you know, we're giving our kids and we're really giving our parents, and it's just feeding the distrust towards, you know, towards the school districts all over the state and towards our elected officials. So hopefully we can just, you know, walk forward for the next few weeks and see our rates go down in the state. That would be amazing. But, you know, we really hope that the governor and some of these other elected officials look at the science and the data and say, you know what, parents are the ones that should be choosing whether or not to mask and test and vaccinate their kids. And we're seeing that even like on a higher ed level, they're talking about requiring, you know, the vaccines for kids who are going into colleges around the state in order for them to go to college. And I just think it's just emotional blackmail. They're using masks to really blackmail adults into getting vaccines. And if adults want vaccines, they're available and they can get them. And they need to let adults be adults and, you know, let this be a choice for parents.
Again, Aaron Phillips from Power to Parent Union. Tell me about how Power to Parent Union's doing. I know this is a relatively new venture, although Power to Parent's been around for quite a while, and you've been with us on the show for many, many years. Can you talk a little bit about Power to Parent Union and why you created it and how it's doing?
Yeah, I mean, we're the foremost parental rights organization in the state of Nevada, and now we're the first parent union in the state of Nevada. And as you mentioned already, we're launching chapters all over the United States. We have over 10,000 members just in Nevada alone. And so we're doing really amazing right now as far as, you know, parents are really waking up to what's being forced upon them instead of allowing them to be the parent. And, and we're just really seeing parents wake up to that, especially this last year. So parents are reaching out to us all over the country to help start a chapter in their state and in their city and in their county. And so, yeah, we're just walking that forward, and we're just looking forward to what's in the future. We really feel like parents need an opportunity to have that collective voice to stand up against these other, I mean, for example, teachers' unions, which we've seen really have so much more power than they should have in regards to what happens to our kids at school. But we're here to empower parents and help them really fight back and take their power back.
And you deal with not just issues like this, but you deal with curriculum issues and different things like that. Can you talk a little bit about some of the other things you've been involved in over the years?
Of course. You know, when we talk about what is Power to Parent for, I mean, we're really for parent choice. We're for empowering parents. And a lot of issues, you know, could kind of come under that. We're sort of an umbrella for a lot of issues. One of those big issues is school choice. So, you know, we really think a lot of the things we've seen this year where parents are frustrated and angry, you know, these trustees, these school districts, they have really no recourse if they don't do what the parents want. You know, if we can't take our kids and put them, you know, somewhere else into another school or homeschool or charter school, then there's really no accountability in the system. And in order for that to really happen, we need to make sure the funding is following the kids. So that's what we've been really focused on, is getting, you know, more school choice options for parents, empowering them. There's new school choice options, you know, micro school is a big one that's hot right now. And so that's one of our biggest issues, because I think it really alleviates and so many of the issues that we see as parents, and really, you know, gives accountability and gives us power to, you know, to see some real change. But yeah, curriculum falls under that as well. You know, we've seen so many people talk about critical race theory and issues that are really enraging parents, and the trustees are ignoring the parents. They bring hundreds of parents to meetings, and they speak passionately about these issues, and they get no response from these trustees. It's, you know, they have made these decisions already on behalf of the parents. And so really the biggest thing we have to look at is, how do we change that? How do we create a system where they have to listen to you? I mean, they are elected. And so I think parents need to start learning, you know, who their trustees are, who their elected officials are, and really vote, consider running for these positions. But, you know, at the end of the day, if we don't have the ability to create school choice options and really have robust school choice, and we won't be able to have that accountability that we need as parents.
I want to ask you about school choice in a different perspective, because I've believed for the longest time that in an environment like we have in Carson City, where Democrats dominate, that the only way we're going to create change in that area is to put something on the ballot. Is there any effort currently underway that might get us on the ballot, whether it be 2022 or 2024, and letting the voters go, where right now my understanding is they favor school choice like 80%. Are we to the point where maybe it's wise to put this thing on the ballot and let the people decide?
Yeah, I think the timing is really, really ripe for a school choice initiative. And It's something that we're absolutely looking at, weighing our options. You know, obviously, Kevin, you know the biggest barrier to these types of things is, you know, is fundraising. And so we are, you know, weighing our options and looking at, you know, the state and looking at business owners and saying, you know, we need to really have, you know, diversify our economy. And in order to do that, we have to diversify education. And the best way to do that, and I think the biggest, you know, most successful way to do that right now is going to be direct democracy. We need to take this to the people. You said it already. It polls extremely high, 80%. It's, you know, 67-70% in the Hispanic community, in the Black community, it's even higher. You know, so it's really across the aisle an issue that parents want. And so I believe getting it on the ballot would be huge. And so we just need to start looking for sources of revenue and people who really want to invest in that idea of having a diversified educational, you know, economy across the state of Nevada.
Aaron, do me a favor, because we kind of glossed over the specifics of the protest tomorrow, but it begins at 6 o'clock, and you're going to be at three locations, am I right?
That's right. So it's one protest, but three locations. In Las Vegas, we're going to be at 5100 West Sahara, which is the main headquarters for CCSC. In Pahrump, we're going to be right across from the Nugget on Highway 681. I'm sorry, that's actually
160.
It's Highway 160. Thank you.
Yeah.
In Pahrump. And then the Carson City location is going to be right out in front of the Nevada State Capitol. That's 101 North Carson Street. So those are the three locations that are going to be at 6 p.m. Wednesday, August 11th. That's tomorrow at 6 p.m.
It's going to be informative, and it's absolutely free, and people should come out and get ready to protest and send a message to the governor, to the legislature, and to others. Always good, Aaron, to visit with you. Thank you so much for coming on short notice. I really appreciate it. We'll
Thanks, Kevin.
Again soon, okay? Have fun tomorrow night.
Thanks so much.
There you go. That's Aaron Phillips, the president and co-founder of Power to Parent Union. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Online or on demand. Take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get?
That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it?
When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Politics is broken. It doesn't take much to see the way partisan politics so often put the priorities of the political class ahead of those of everyday Nevadans. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. Politics have failed Nevadans for far too long, with both Republicans and Democrats letting down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. Isn't it time we start putting ideas, started putting policy ahead of the politics and the politicians? Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn how we're doing just that. As a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization, Nevada Policy has put ideas over politics for the last 30 years. And moving forward, free market, pro-liberty solutions, regardless of the political landscape. Partner with us at NevadaPolicy.org and help us build a movement that focuses on the ideas that will make a difference. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player. No matter the challenges I face every day in the NFL, my mom is always there for me, despite her own struggles with muscular dystrophy. And MDA is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is a leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today. Thank you.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is so sad. It brought me to tears. The death of police officer Ella French in Chicago. And the fact that the cops there just turned their back on the mayor, as they should have. They wouldn't even let her in to an area where cops were hanging out. The whole Ella French story is so compelling and so sad. And yet, you know, Cori Bush and folks like that are still saying, "Oh, we need to defund the police." This is Exhibit A. Let's go to Cut 4 real quick. See if we can squeeze this in before the bottom of the hour break. This is Sean Hannity last night on Fox News Channel.
Ella French, I doubt you know her name or any of the nearly 150 police officers killed in the line of duty so far this year alone. 29 years old, joined the department in 2018. Her brother called her the epitome of a good Samaritan in an interview with the Chicago Tribune. A second officer also critically injured in the shooting. Over the weekend, Chicago police gathered at the hospital. They turned their backs on the failed far-left mayor, Lori Lightweight, who refuses to take any of this violence seriously and refuses to take steps to increase safety and security in Chicago. Nothing but a national disgrace. Now breaking tonight, charges have been filed against two brothers in connection with the fatal shooting. Here with reaction, Leo 2.0 Terrell, Chicago Alderman Raymond Lopez is back with us. Raymond, we had 73 people shot in your city this weekend. 11 died, including this officer and the one we're praying for. How do you have numbers that high every weekend? You don't hear about the people's names, and it continues. How does it keep continuing week after week after week? I don't want to report on this anymore. I'm tired of reporting on innocent people getting shot and killed.
I'd love for us to talk about something positive one day, Sean, about the city of Chicago. But the fact of the matter is that we've had 38 officers shot at in the city of Chicago since Lori Lightfoot has been mayor this year alone. We had Ella French, who was gunned down and viciously murdered this past weekend. And I think the lesson that we've learned is that the only thing more dangerous than the gangbangers and criminals on the streets of the city of Chicago is Mayor Lori Lightfoot and her failed belief that she is in charge in helping the city of Chicago. She is, as you said, an absolute failure. And I think it's time that we start having discussions on whether or not she needs to step aside, because clearly she is unable to protect the people or the police in the city of Chicago.
You know, Rambo Deadfish, same thing. You know, Leo, we talk about this a lot. I mean, this woman is 29 years old. 73 people shot this weekend, but we don't know their names, do we, Leo?
No, we won't know their names because they don't focus on the victims. And I want to say bravo to those officers because they were not going to be used as a photo op. I'm glad you shunned Lori Lightfoot.
Amen.
Because everyone knows that Lori Lightfoot does Absolutely. Not care about police officers. They were basically being used and they turned their back on her because she has been a non-supportive of police officers. Her and